welcome. To all my Late Night Mysteries listeners, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Today's episode is about a sighting by a man who witnessed what he thought was a disaster at the beach. However, when he returns home, he discovers that he has unknowingly brought an entity home. Stay tuned to this horror and mysterious encounter shared by our listener in this episode. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries. You are listening to Listener's Tales Edition.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead or actual events is purely coincidental.
In today's episode, I will be reading our listener's email. The following story was recalled by Kamarul, a young father who felt too overwhelmed by the sudden expansion of his family. With two young infants at home and a wife who was on borderline postpartum depression, he felt the extreme burden that was placed on him. One day, he had had enough and had stormed out of the house. Well, this is what happened to Kamarul. This listener quotes, "Hello, Late Night Mysteries. I'm Kamarul. I live in Pasir Ris, Singapore. I wish to share my experience that happened after my wife gave birth to our second child 5 years ago. Our marriage was in its third year, and I was still adjusting to my role as a new father. To be honest, I was not emotionally prepared for the birth of my second child so soon after our first. One night, something happened that made me regret acting the way I did to cause it. It was barely 2 weeks after my wife was discharged from the hospital with our new infant daughter. While I was thrilled to bits by this new addition to the family, I quickly became easily irritated by my wife's unstable nature. One minute, she was crying uncontrollably, and the next, she was scolding our son, Arian, for no apparent reason. I was not sure if she might have postpartum depression. Maybe I was in denial, since she was not like this when she gave birth to Arian a year ago. She was being difficult again. I did not understand why my wife had to make it so difficult for me to be at home with her. Things became heated one late afternoon when she started nagging at me for not picking up the wet towel from the bed. It was a small matter, but it quickly escalated into a full-blown argument. Before I knew it, we were practically shouting at each other. I did not know why, but something inside me snapped. I was tired of her mood swings and sick of everything. The sight of her made me feel so disgusted. I threw the towel on the floor and, without another word, stormed out of the house. I need to go somewhere to cool off, and the house has become too stuffy lately. I drove around aimlessly until I found myself at East Coast Park. It was a weekday, and the place was deserted. The sun had set, and dusk had begun to crawl in. I sat at one of the stone benches and just stared out into the waters, trying to find the peace I was hoping for. I remembered sitting there for a long time, watching the waves turn inky black as the hours passed. A short distance away, I saw a group of teenagers sitting on top of a structure made up of rocks that served as a breakwater that jutted out into the waters. I could hear the sounds of their joyful laughter, carried over by the wind. For a moment, I yearned for the carefree days of my younger self, when I did not feel burdened by what I was facing now. It was not long before the group stood up and started walking along the stretch of rocks to the mainland in a single file. I counted 6 moving figures in total, all except one. The 7th person was still sitting at the edge of the rocky structure. No group member seemed to look back and call out to that person. At first, I thought the person just wanted to be left alone. But a few moments later, something unexpected happened. The figure stood and dived straight into the water. I stood there in shock at what I had just witnessed. I quickly ran towards the breakwater and shouted to the group of teenagers who were on it earlier. They were walking slowly along the footpath away from me, and they all turned to see when they heard the commotion I had caused. Your friend, she fell into the water. I panted as I waved and pointed like a madman at the spot where I last saw her. The youth stared at me as if I had gone totally mad. They stepped back in alarm as I tried to explain the urgency of the matter. None of them moved towards the rocky structure, and their blank looks made me realize they had no idea what I was raving about. Bro, all of us are here. There's no one back there. Are you all right? Asked the tallest boy standing nearest to me. The rest of them echoed his exact sentiments. 7! There were 7 of you. From where you all sat there, I really counted 6 of you walking back, but the girl stayed alone, and... I stopped mid-sentence after realizing what I had done. The teenagers looked at one another. Some of them were visibly scared at my statement. Don't worry, bro. It's just the 6 of us. Perhaps you're just tired. Maybe what you saw was a sea otter. It's late at night now. It's better not to talk like this here. Go home and get some rest. We're all going back too. Good night, bro. The taller boy said, smiling uneasily at me. I could see his growing alarm and the unnecessary panic I was about to cause them. He ushered his friends away from me, and they walked rapidly away, leaving me alone on the path, feeling stupid. As I realized that I had made a mistake, I stopped and apologized to them. They walked rapidly away, leaving me alone on the path. I glanced back towards the waters. There was no one there. I sighed and walked back toward my car. As I was driving, I could sense something was wrong. As I looked into the rear mirror, I could see a dark figure of a woman on the rear seat with her expressionless look. While focusing on driving ahead, I tried to look back at a glance, but the dark figure had disappeared. Looking back to the rear mirror to confirm, the dark figure was neither there. thought, I must be too tired. I yawned occasionally while driving and decided to go home to take a rest. When I arrived home, it was already late. Another incident happened. When I exited the car, I immediately felt a heavy weight, like was placed on my shoulder. My head began throbbing, like having a severe headache. I walked towards the stairs of my flat. As I began climbing up the first flight of stairs to the second floor where I lived, I felt like I was carrying a heavy sack on my shoulder. After I climbed 3 to 4 steps of stairs, I had to stop. I panted profusely. I continued climbing again until I reached the second floor. It took me quite a long time to climb the stairs, as it normally took less than a minute to reach the second floor. Ignoring the pain in my shoulder and headache, I finally reached home. As I entered my home, the living room was dark except for the nightlight near the kitchen. I walked into the kitchen, intending to wash my feet, when I suddenly heard the sound of my infant baby girl crying. I thought she was crying for her usual feed, as that was normal if she was hungry during the night. So, as I was looking for medication to numb my shoulder pain and headache, from the corner of my eye, I saw a dark figure walk past me from behind. Immediately, I felt goosebumps. Strangely, my shoulder pain and headache began to disappear. I thought that didn't make any sense. So, I took a glass of water and went to sit on the sofa. As I was sipping my drink, I suddenly realized that the crying was unusually long this time. I started to get irritated again. I walked to the bedroom, intending to scold my wife for not tending to the baby right away. But what I saw made me freeze right there at the doorframe. My wife, looking haggard and tired, was walking around the room trying to calm the baby, but that was not what made me stop stone cold in my tracks in terror. At the corner of the room stood a dark figure. It's like a woman, dripping wet as if she had just stepped out of the water. She was standing looking at the baby, and then she looked at me. Sir, let ma'am and the baby sleep in my room tonight. We need to calm the baby. Arjan is with me too. I looked behind and saw Wanti, my helper, holding on to Arjan, who was also crying behind her. At that moment, I had never felt so useless and helpless at the same time as I looked at her in desperation. It's okay, sir. I bring them to my bedroom. Wanti continued as she ushered my wife and the baby into her room. Amidst the chaos of the kids crying, I could hear Wanti reading the Quran, her voice steady as she patiently recited verse after verse of the Holy Book. It seemed I was the only one who could see the dark figure, or so I thought. The dark, dripping wet woman figure in my room had disappeared, but I could still sense her presence. I closed my bedroom door and quickly dialed my uncle's number, the only man I knew who could help me in this situation. By the time he arrived, the house had quietened. Both children had fallen asleep out of exhaustion. The only sounds were Wanti's soft recital coming from her bedroom. My uncle and I both performed a prayer in the living room, and he conducted a short session to cleanse the house of wandering spirits and such. After a while, I felt at ease and calm again. Wanti came out of her room and prepared coffee for us, while my wife and the kids were in Wanti's bedroom. As we sat there in the early morning hours with a cup of coffee each, I told my uncle where I had been from late afternoon to late at night. My uncle warned me about wandering alone in places after dark, especially now that I have a responsibility towards the family. He said, maybe the dark woman-like figure that Wanti and I saw at the corner of the room could be the one that followed me from East Coast Park or elsewhere. Infants are prone to see these things too. These things love to attract attention or disturb the infants. Reciting certain verses from the Quran and greeting Assalamu Alaikum is obligatory before entering a house, as this is to avoid evils from following us into a house. He assured me that the dark figure would not come back if I heed his advice, and that I should make sure it stayed that way. I learned a hard lesson that day. I had put my vulnerable family in danger, and for that, I regretted my actions deeply. My family needs me, and the least I could do is just be around to offer my support. From that day onwards, there are no quarrels. A tiny few of the issues which arise are peacefully settled, amicably. I love my wife and my family. I hope, as a family, we live in harmony. And my wife and I would like to see my children grow up and witness success in their lives as long as we live. Well, that's all I have shared. Thank you to Late Night Mysteries for reading my email. I hope to write again. See you next time, everyone. Goodbye. Well, guys, from Kamarul's experience, what we have learned is that we often hear older folks telling us to be careful when we stay out after dark. Places like the beach, forest, and empty fields are rampant with restless jinns and restless spirits. There are reasons why warnings are not to be ignored. These days, it's not something you adhere to too seriously because we claim to be safe in this modern world, and there's nothing that could possibly go wrong. Well, things can go wrong sometimes, and when they do, it is important that we learn from the lessons and not let history repeat itself. So guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. If there's something you would like to drop us feedback on or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening. And I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.